Happy Cinco de Mayo. Thanks for listening. A quick reminder, you can catch the fish every morning by hitting subscribe in iTunes or going to marlins.com/podcast and waking up with Marlins Rewind. A different lineup for Don Mattingly last night. Ignoring the ninth spot where the pitcher usually goes, this is the eighth different batting order in 9 games. Occupying that 9 spot last evening, though, and on the mound, Jose Fernandez. Different lineup, but a mainstay in the radio booth, we turn to Glenn Geffner with the Wednesday Night Rewind.
Well, the Marlins jumped on the D-backs early, then they were able to hang on late. They beat Arizona 4-3 tonight. They've won the first 2 games of this 3-game series. Miami now has won 9 of its last 10. Jose Fernandez faced Ruby De La Rosa in this one tonight, and the Marlins jumped on De La Rosa in inning number 2. A leadoff double by Giancarlo. He went to third on a drive to the warning track and center off Derek Dietrich's bat. And the D-backs, not wanting to allow too many early runs with Jose on the mound, pulled the infield in with one out in the second inning in a scoreless game. Marcelo Ozuna at the plate.
The pitch cracked on the ground to the left side. Goes through the hole against the drawn-in infield. Base hit and an RBI for Marcelo Ozuna. And the Marlins lead 1-0 as Stanton comes in from third.
Then in the third, the Marlins continue to pour it on against De La Rosa. One out double by JT Realmuto, the second of 3 hits he had in the ballgame. He went to third base on a ground up by Martin Prado. So the Marlins had a man 90 feet away, but there were 2 outs when Christian Yelich stepped up. The high hold by De La Rosa from the stretch, the 2-1, and Yelich hits it back up the middle. Base hit center field. A clutch 2-out knock for Christian Yelich. Realmuto scores. It's 2-0 Miami. But the Marlins weren't done. Yelich at first for the big man. He's homered in 5 of the last 8 games. De La Rosa, the 1-1, and Giancarlo to drive to center and hit it well. Back goes Peralta at the wall. Goodbye! Giancarlo's gone deep for the 6th time in 9 games. Just the right of straightaway center field. It's a 3-run 3rd for the Marlins and a 4-0 lead. That home run gave Miami a little bit of breathing room. It's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers, too. Learn more at allmysons.com. For Stanton, home run number 9, RBIs 21 and 22. So things are looking pretty good. Jose on the mound leading 4-0 into the fourth, but the pitch count was mounting quickly for the Marlins right-hander tonight. 17 pitches in the first, 28 in the second, 16 more in the third. So he began the fourth inning having thrown 61 already. He led leadoff double to Brandon Drury. But then he came back to strike out Yasmani Tomas. He got Chris Herman on a ground ball to second for the second out. Drury advanced to third. So he had a man at third, 2 outs. The pitcher on deck facing the number 8 man, Nick Ahmed. There's a line drive over third. A big 2-out hit for Ahmed. That'll put the D-backs on the scoreboard. Ahmed, an aggressive turn, digging for second. Yelich's throw, and it'll be cut off by Echevarria. We'll score an RBI double for Ahmed, and it's a 4-1 game. So they could have pitched around Ahmed, but Jose went after him, figuring he could get him out. He couldn't. Ahmed's RBI double cut the lead to 3. Things will get tighter in the 5th inning, with Jose nearing 100 pitches. A 1-out walk to Jake Lamb, and with 2 outs, Lamb was at second base for David Peralta.
Here's a 1-1, and here's a ball in the air to right center. Stanton has to look up, and this one is gone. It's a 2-run home run for David Peralta, and it's a 4-3 game.
And when Jose hit 99 pitches and getting out of the 5th inning, he was done for the night. So the Marlins needed 4 innings from their bullpen tonight. Jose, 5 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs all earned. He walked 2, struck out 7. Allowed that Peralta home run. He threw 99 pitches, 60 of which were strikes. De La Rosa got into the 6th, and he couldn't escape the 6th. He was done after 5 2/3, 4 runs, 8 hits. Walked 2, struck out 4, allowed a homer, 96 pitches, 58 strikes. The D-backs bullpen was hanging zeros, but so was the Marlins' pen, trying to protect that 1-run lead. Jose Urania got the 6th inning, allowed a leadoff single to Yasmani Tomas, but when he tried to stretch it to a double, he was gunned down by the long arm of the law. Giancarlo Stanton threw him out at second base, 9-6. He was initially called safe at second base, but it was very apparent that he had been out, and the Marlins challenged the call. Call was overturned after 34 seconds. Urania then got Chris Herman to foul out to left, and he got Nick Ahmed to ground to third. So Urania a scoreless 6th, still 4-3 Marlins. In the seventh, Brian Morris allowed a leadoff hit to pinch hitter Gene Segura, but Segura erased on a fielder's choice. That was one out. Jake Lamb flew out to left for the second out. Then Paul Goldschmidt bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice, and we went to the eighth. Still, the Marlins 4 and the D-backs 3. In the eighth, Kyle Bearclaw. As the night went on, we realized Don Mattingly wanted to stay away from David Phelps tonight. That's why he got Urania in the sixth, Morris in the seventh, now Bearclaw in the eighth. And Bearclaw hadn't walked anybody since his second appearance. Walked the leadoff man, David Peralta. That put the tying man on to start the eighth inning. He came back, though, to strike out Brandon Drury. He got Yasmani Tomas on a fly ball to right for the second out. But when Chris Herrmann singled, sending Peralta to second, the D-backs had the tying and go-ahead man on, two outs. Bearclaw facing the shortstop, Ahmed. The 2-2, and Ahmed takes over the outside corner. Strike three called. He burned a fastball by him at 94 to escape the bind. The D-backs leave the tying man at second, the potential go-ahead man at first base in the eighth. So we went to the ninth, still 4-3 Miami. It was time for A.J. Ramos. He struck out pinch hitter Ricky Weeks looking for out number one. He struck out Phil Gosselin looking for out number two. D-backs down to their last hope, only down a run, Jake Lamb.
And assure themselves of winning this series. Here's the 0-1. And a bounding ball over to the right side of the mound. Up with it, A.J. runs all the way to the bag at first with the ball for the out and the ball game. A.J. Ramos with a very quick, easy 1-2-3 ninth and made the final out by himself after picking up that bounding ball to the right side of the infield. So the Marlins have won this one.
4-3 your final for the Marlins. 4 runs, 8 hits, no errors. 6 men left for the visiting D-backs. 3 runs, 9 hits, 1 error. They strand 8. Jose Fernandez, the winning pitcher, he's 3-2. He's won back-to-back starts. Ruby De La Rosa, the loser, he's 3-4. A.J. Ramos with his 9th save and 9 chances this season. He's now closed out 18 consecutive save opportunities going back to last September. Time of the game, 2 hours, 48 minutes, and a crowd of 17,043 was here to see it. The Marlins now have won 2 straight to start this homestand. They've won their last 3 in a row at home overall. They've won 9 of 10 overall to improve to 14-12 on the season. Now 4-7 at Marlins Park. As for the D-backs, they dropped to 12-17, 7-5 on the road. They've dropped 5 in a row and 7 of their last 8.
Nobody in their right mind would argue with 9 wins in 10 games, but the bullpen is working very hard. 4 relievers in 4 innings last night. David Phelps unavailable, and Mattingly spoke on that subject.
The good thing is you're winning, and the bad thing is you're using the same guys a lot. And so, you know, with that said, you'd like to be able to put some runs up different days and get where you can use different guys at the back end of a game.
Part of the reason last night's lineup looked different was the absence of Justin Bour, who dislocated his pinky in Tuesday night's game. While the Marlins took batting practice yesterday, Bour went to get that pinky checked out.
All good news. He said I did a good job of resetting it when I pulled it out, and it's in the right spot. We're going to try to shoot for Friday, today being Wednesday, and, you know, that's the goal. So, honestly, best case scenario, going in there after, popping it out and popping it back in for it just to be, you know, sort of day-to-day thing.
Don't look now, but the Marlins have won 3 straight series. Tonight they go for the clean sweep against Arizona. Come celebrate Cinco de Mayo at Marlins Park. And for those 55 and over, enjoy free tickets thanks to Wellmax Medical Centers. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Join Kyle Seeloff for Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO, at 6:40 on the Marlins Radio Network.